AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A key inflation report that tracks the price of everything from groceries to gas is out. The Consumer Price Index holding steady month to month. Here's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with more on how that could affect today's Federal Reserve announcement on interest rates.
This report today will be welcome news for the Federal Reserve. It'll welcome this sign that prices are cooling off. At the same time, the Fed is not expected to finally lower interest rates today. It wants to see that this trend is going to stick around. This isn't a one-off or a couple months of good news. It wants to see that that's more the case in the long term.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says mediators will continue trying to close a ceasefire deal after Hamas proposed numerous changes to a U.S.-backed proposal that also has the backing of the U.N. Security Council. NBA Hall of Famer Jerry West has died. The Los Angeles Clippers say he passed away today at the age of 86. West's silhouette with a basketball was used as the inspiration for the NBA logo. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC. Serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is gearing up for what should be another expensive state Supreme Court race. Campaigns and outside groups spent $45 million last year, the costliest state Supreme Court race in American history. Conservative Brad Schimmel and liberal Susan Crawford are running next year. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Police had a lead on a person of interest in one of the weekend shootings, but now the search starts all over again. Authorities believed 37-year-old James Jacobs was connected to the drive-by shooting on the east side of Madison Sunday. He was credibly spotted in the Eau Claire area Tuesday, but now police believe he's left. Two people were shot Sunday night. One is still in critical condition. And you can adopt a cow symbolically, all to help feed your neighbors. This is the 10th year of adopted dairy cow for Second Harvest Food Bank. The number of people using food pantries has doubled since 2021. Chris Tazelar from Second Harvest says this is a way to make giving fun.
You can choose the cow name that really kind of speaks to you or speaks to your family. And then, you know, after the gift is done, we're actually going to give you an adoption certificate.
Every donation will be matched up to $65,000. So your donation will help twice as many people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers debut another rookie pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Toronto Blue Jays playing this afternoon at AmFam Field. We'll have a recap after the game. Last night, the Crew losing 3-0. Because of all the injuries, another Brewers rookie making his major league debut, Carlos Rodriguez, age 22, gave up a couple of runs. He lasted until the fourth inning. How'd he look? Manager Pat Murphy.
He was great. You know, I'm really pleased. I thought he threw the ball well. I thought he showed tremendous poise. Yeah, I was very pleased with what I saw. 22-year-old kid come out there and do what he did. Gets a really good lineup. I thought he handled himself very, very well. Didn't seem like a rookie at all. Didn't seem like, you know, first-timer. I was encouraged.
NFL, the Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says they hope to have a new contract for Jordan Love done by next month. I asked Love if that's true.
Yeah, I think they should. I mean, just what he said.
And that's that?
That's that. Keep it short, yeah. There it is.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Showers and storms tonight, a low of 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 83. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. On Friday, sunshine with highs near 80. More rain by Saturday, highs of 78.
It's 76 at our studios.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts.
We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for day 8 of Joe Biden's Top 100. We'll be talking about school vouchers and what they mean for your family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I vehemently disagree with that. I think you should be able to own a gun. A lot of people out there use marijuana for whatever purposes. A lot of veterans use marijuana for PTSD purposes. Should they not have the right to own a firearm for protective purposes? I think they should. I think most Americans would agree that they should. So the politics aside from here, I think this is wholly unconstitutional, and I do hope SCOTUS has the final say.
Wow, a consistent conservative. It's like a Sasquatch sighting. That is a sure Michael Singleton.
Yep, he's good.
You know, can I just say we have so many little time, so many liberal helpers. Victor says, I have an idea for the Biden-Trump debate. Biden should show up dressed like the land shark from Saturday Night Live. Flowers from Mr. Crumpus room. Yeah, and then his walk-on music should be this, yes. Instead of Hail to the Chief.
Yeah.
And he should be holding an electric cable.
Just a battery.
A battery in it. Hamburgers from Mrs. Trumpison, huh? I'm sorry, who is it? Who's in? Landshark. Okay. You have to be old to get that reference.
It's a good one.
Didn't the shark bite into, like, compressed air containers or something in the first one? That's how
yes.
they killed him?
Oh, yes. There you go.
He's very bitey. Yeah.
He's very bitey.
He's very bitey.
Yeah. Bitey. Too bitey. Okay.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a single coffee.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Oh. Good to the last drop.
Mm-mm. Hola, Carlos.
Good morning. I'm four lineage free, ladies and gentlemen.
Good.
Happy to report. I'm glad that you pointed to me to cue my intro song after you said you have to be old to get that reference, and then you went
pointed directly
Carlos.
To you. Yes.
Yeah,
exactly from our era of Saturday Night Live.
Chevy Chase, yeah. Oh, hey, I'm getting a call.
Go.
That's from a shark. Okay. It's
Land Shark.
I think Joe Biden should show up dressed as the Energizer Bunny.
There you go.
You know, the only thing, did we have when he's making the windmill sounds? That's the only thing the shark electrocuted. What's the other part of this story? The shark something electrocution.
There's a shark on one
battery.
Side, an electric cable on the other side. I'm taking electrocution.
I thought nothing would ever replace in my heart the bird windmill cancer speech that had the, you know, you remember the him make. Yeah. So when you thought maybe that'd be the craziest thing you'd hear? No.
Nope.
Nope. Replaced by the shark boat thing.
You got the zzz, zzz on the one side of the doo-doo-doo-doo on the one side, and the windmills are going ree-ree-ree. I'm a stable genius. Man, woman, ree-ree.
Carlos.
Man, we are battling against stupid in this country.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. I just, I exactly. I can't believe we marinated it. I still every time, like, I can't. Okay. You said, as far as I can tell, Hunter Biden's lies didn't get Ashley Babbitt killed. Yes, yep. There's that. And as we were saying,
one crazy, you know, conspiracy theory replaces another. So now the whole two systems of justice, blah, rigged, whatever, jury's rigged in Delaware, blah, you know, it's all blown up. But now it's right on to, oh, there's still two systems of justice and Hunter Biden was guilty, but Donald Trump's innocent. And what else? Oh, Hunter Biden or Biden crime family, his real crimes are blah, blah, blah. It just never ends, right?
Yeah, and I said if only Hunter had a Judge Cannon. Just delayed the trial, then they wouldn't be mad about anything.
Yeah.
The trial would never have occurred.
Yeah, well, first of all, it was a Trump-appointed prosecutor and a Trump-appointed judge. And did you hear any whining from the president or from Democrats? No.
No, but they have an answer for everything that is just to prevent them from having to live the truth.
Right. Yeah,
The Democrats probably built that stage in Vegas, and it was the Democrats probably took all their shade. And made the Democrats are the ones that made them stand out in the heat and made Donald Trump take that billionaire dinner in the night in air conditioning. That's the Democrats' fault.
By the way, we kind of just made reference to it here, but beyond his criminality and corruption and blinding just stupidity, he's the weirdest human in the world. So when asked about, the Hunter case last week, Trump recalled the troubles of his brother Fred, who died at 42 from alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And he said, he was the best looking person you've ever seen. He's just so weird and shallow and everything is looks oriented. Yeah. Like, what? You're talking about your brother dying. And he says, everything was perfect. Best looking person. Like, what? But he had an addiction. I mean, he's just, for anybody that thinks this is somehow a political win for him, as I was saying, they don't understand the pain of millions of American families and how sad this, even all the jurors said, this was a ridiculous waste of time, a waste of taxpayer money, should never have been brought.
Yeah, because people committing the same offense are never, ever actually brought to trial. Right. It's very rare, right?
Right, right.
These types of crimes are never really even prosecuted or brought to trial. So,
I mean, some of the jurors, one juror said the case seemed like a waste of taxpayer dollars. Another said she didn't feel a prison sentence was warranted. One alluded to the one moment on the witness stand when Hallie Biden discarded the weapon 11 days after Hunter bought it. She said when he said he didn't want that gun back, if he had just taken possession of that gun, I don't even know there'd been a trial. I mean, the whole thing is, even right wingers, Carlos, if any of them are being honest, know that this was a complete bull. The reason that the plea deal blew up is because of right wing douchebags. You know, when I said, are you happy now that you got someone that's clean for years and is raising a young son to go to prison? Who does that help? Just because it hurts Joe Biden, you're happy about it.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, Kushner rakes in $2 billion from the Saudis.
I mean, it's never enough for them. They were screaming, oh, sweetheart deal. He's getting a sweetheart deal, which is why this whole plea deal fell apart and why we got here. And it's just such a sad human tragedy.
About Judge Cannon delaying the trial. Mm-hmm. And somebody said it best. If you're innocent, if you are like Harrison Ford and the fugitive, you want a fast, speedy trial to exonerate yourself.
Right.
And you want to testify. I wanted to testify. I was walking up to the stand, and then a shark came out, and there were windmills, and they didn't let me do it.
Do sharks get windmill cancer? That's
they
the
might.
Real question.
Yeah.
They might.
Killer whales do, but sharks don't.
As much as hippos gets king cancer.
Exactly.
We just saw someone putting sunblock on a hippo, a baby hippopotamus.
It was so cute.
Aww.
Who's got a protected nose?
No climate change going on.
No.
Yeah,
perfectly
right.
Normal. I'm putting pava on the hippo.
Exactly. Yeah, but we were just saying, they're just so hypocritical and nasty at this point. We were saying too, like they seem to only, it's only, you know, people from the left that they, we were talking about even guests we've had on that have been honest about their, you know, drug addiction in the past, mm-hmm. that how mean people are online. But boy, they didn't have a thing to say about drug, you know, Rush Limbaugh or Ronnie Jackson or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, they just had a hound Hunter Biden right into prison, you know, hunt him for years.
And again, Hunter's not the president.
Right.
Hunter's not the guy we're voting for to lead the country. Trump is. What about 4,000 trials in his life? All these failed businesses, diverting money to steal from cancer treatment, all kinds of insane landlords keeping people from buying apartments. He's just the worst.
Right.
How many trials has he had, or how many juries has he had to...
I'm sorry.
Thousands
of
criminal charges against this guy his whole life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a good sign. Also, because we brought up animals and you brought up climate change. I'm looking for any good sign, Carlos.
Any good sign.
Reported birth of a rare white buffalo calf in Yellowstone fulfills a Lakota prophecy. The reported birth of a rare white buffalo in Yellowstone National Park fulfills a Lakota prophecy that portends better times.
Oh,
I hope so. Just don't let the Trump brothers go and try to kill it. Can I go and shoot it?
According to members of the American Indian tribe, who cautioned that it's also a signal that more must be done to protect the earth and its animals. So things are going to be. I'm taking that the white buffalo, Chris, to mean that Biden's going to win. We're going to protect the animals and the climate, but we have to make sure we get out and vote. The white buffalo is urging you to get out and vote.
But yeah, Trump supporters would take that as a sign that Trump is going to win.
It would make my heart soar like a hawk if you would get.
Hi, man. The buffalo was white. Was no Black Lives Matter buffalo.
Yeah, Trump supporters are going to totally see that as a sign for their side.
Yep.
No. No, better times means, okay, democracy, and, you know, we can still have nice things. Okay. You've tweeted, you cannot both support those who stormed the Capitol and those who stormed the beaches at Normandy. I support the latter. Thank you. It's pretty simple.
And they will tell you, veterans will tell you that. I fought for the right in this country for fair and free elections and to accept the results. And you can't do a false equivalence. Well, Hillary didn't like the result of the election either. Well, yeah, Hillary didn't foment a riot to go and storm the Capitol either.
Right. Yeah, and you said
And she showed up at the inauguration.
You said Liz.
And she called to congratulate him.
You said Liz Cheney did not accept January 6th. This has nothing to do with progressive policies. It has to do with a sociopath who can't accept losing.
Absolutely true, because people want to put that on them being liberal. It has nothing to do with being conservative or liberal. Again, the guy's crazy. He's demonstrably crazy. A loser, a whiner, a cheater, fake bone spurs, draft dodging. And if you're a veteran, back to Normandy, if you're a veteran and he said John McCain is not a hero,
and
how are you voting for the guy? What kind of drugs are still in your system?
And you just mentioned Project 2025. I mean, we mentioned this yesterday, but, you know, one of the things in it, of course, is mandatory military service. How about a draft-dodging bone spur, Captain Bone Spur, being commander-in-chief and making
Baron was going to go, but there was a shark.
Too tall.
He got caught up in a whirlwind windmill. He's stuck there. We can't get him down to report for military duty. He's up there. Baron! You think Baron would go into service?
Yeah.
Hell no.
No. You must be this tall.
John Fogerty ain't no senator, son.
You retweeted Lincoln Project said the difference between Project 2025 and Trump's usual authoritarian ravings is that Project 2025 is not an empty threat. It's a concrete plan that will roll back your rights and put the government in your life. We've been warned. I mean, this small government party bull is long gone for the Republican Party. As long as a right-wing government is in charge, they're all for big government, right?
Yeah, I really think, you know, beyond them sort of touting Putin talking points from Putin's network, television
network. Did you say
Putin? They really want to be like Putin. They really want to be like Putin. They want a white Russia, Christian nation, male, alpha, beat up, punch, incel. That's what they want. They're so afraid. White people, when Obama became president, it lit the fire of white fear going, we ain't going to be the majority anymore, so we got to do anything we can. Make more white babies. Get more guns. Put liars in office.
Yep.
Religion.
You also retweeted, Donald Trump just called for abortion to be eradicated entirely. The latest polls show independents and women voters abandoning Trump in huge numbers due to Trump's stance on abortion. Retweets, all Americans know Trump wants to ban abortion. Again, they're saying it all out loud. Mm-hmm. He just spoke, you know, in front of an organization that believes in absolutely no exceptions for any reason. And he's like, I'm with you. I stand with you.
Okay, will you vote for me? By the way, I don't care about you. I just need your vote. What do you stand for? Because I'll stand for it because I just need it. I just need any stupid drones to show up at the polls and just vote. Put my name down. That's Trump. I mean, Trump.
He said to their face in Vegas. He said, I don't care. I don't care about you.
Now they want to foment some kind of terrorist attack. They're all hoping for it to happen.
Oh, he said it.
Broadcasting that they want it to happen. If you're a Blade Runner fan and you ever see Pris die when she gets shot and she's just flapping on the ground, that's what Trump is doing. He's like,
oh,
check out
disturbing.
The He is like Robert De Niro.
No, he's saying it all out loud.
No, put me in windmills. No, no, no.
He's saying it all out loud. He said to the crowd, I don't care about you. He said there's 100% going to be a terrorist attack on American soil before the election. I'm like, really? What do you know? Yeah. That you're obviously not going to stop. You know, like,
I'm not
going to
stop the terrorist attack, and I'm not going to get that hostage out of the Soviet Union.
Right.
If you elect me now, I'll do it now. Why don't we skip the election if you want to prevent a terrorist attack? Because I negotiated and released 5,000 Taliban prisoners.
Traitor, 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 through and through. Yeah. I believe he told us that. He did say that out loud previously, didn't he?
He did.
I don't know why.
I am a traitor.
I know. I've been trying to tell people. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Num, 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 num. Pardon me, Sam Elliott?
Omaha Steaks beef.
It's Father's Day. What do dads want?
Beef. Omaha.
It's just like a warm hug, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
Okay. It's Daddy's Day. Do it. Don't be too late. You can get these amazing hand-selected gifts packages starting at just $89 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code Stephanie at checkout. The possibilities are endless with Omaha Steaks. Endless flavor, endless variety, endless value. I've told you everything that's in there. It's like 20 entrees, filet mignons, burgers. They chuck 4 extra burgers in at the end. Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, yeah.
That was me chucking burgers at a bing, bing, bing. Chicken. Hot dogs, fries,
those,
I mean, you name it.
Those are really good.
Yeah, they're...
And you get the seasoning.
Oh, Omaha Steak seasoning, that's all you need.
So good.
Yeah. Okay, omahasteaks.com, and shop packages starting at just $89 when you use my promo code Stephanie at checkout. Go now before it is too late.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marnie's customer, says about her dog and Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny, and he has his old sparkle back. I also love feeding Nature's Blend to my Bonnie and Clyde because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. Unlike other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw or store it in the fridge, which can then expire pretty quickly. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable. It isn't messy. You don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed, naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures right now, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing.
I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy, Gary, to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Go Red for Women.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. We played Jimmy Kimmel earlier. I forgot, Jody and I have a date with him and President Obama and President Biden and George Clooney and Julie Roberts on Saturday.
Uh-huh. I might see him again next Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, what's next Thursday?
My mom's handprints at the Chinese.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
He's Jody, the MC.
Jody Hamilton's mother is Carol Burnett, in case you didn't know.
Yep.
Oh, I have.
You would have thought that by now she would have had her handprints at the Chinese
Theater.
Yeah,
what's going on? Why doesn't she ever get any recognition?
She has a star on the Walk of Fame.
She has a star on the Walk of Fame.
Okay.
My dad doesn't, but he should.
Yes, he should.
Hang on. I have a 1 degree of Jody Hamilton separation story.
Okay.
I don't know.
About Uncle Jim?
Where is that? That's a
I think it should be your mom's one hand and an earlobe.
I like that
idea.
Yes.
Yes, an earlobe.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
She comes up and the side of her head is covered with cement.
Okay. By the by, we've been talking about this all morning, Carlos, this Hunter Biden thing, but Joe Scarborough said exactly what I've been saying, basically. He accused Republicans of situational patriotism. Mm-hmm. You know, like the president always says, you can't only love your country when you win, and you can't only think the justice system works when, you know, your enemies get convicted or blah, blah, blah. Since the verdict, Republicans and Trump allies have simply folded the idea that the trial was rigged into the framing, echoing the Trump campaign statement that the trial was nothing more than a distraction from the real crimes of the Biden crime family. They had their bold statements ready to go either way this went, right?
Oh, yeah. They were prepared. It's just like the whole Sinclair broadcasting thing, the Wall Street Journal on Biden's health.
Yeah, Biden's old.
Pre-prepared script for everything.
Yes, exactly.
This is what I'm going to say if the verdict comes out this way. This is what we're going to say if the verdict comes out the other way.
Yeah, and Joe said that's how you think when you're in a cult. You know, we hear about situational ethics. This is in the case of Republicans, it's situational patriotism. They love the Justice Department when their opponents are being prosecuted. They love American democracy when their candidates win. But if they lose elections, suddenly they hate American democracy and they think it's corrupt. If Trump is convicted of crimes of felonies 34 times, suddenly they hate the justice system. But if it goes the other way for them situationally, it's okay.
With Mike Johnson saying about Garland, who's not obeying a subpoena, that saying that Jim Jordan's was different somehow. It's apples and oranges. It's the same thing.
Yeah. He said that's what he said on the trial. Oh, well, Trump's obviously, you know, innocent and being persecuted, and Hunter Biden was obviously guilty. It's just they don't believe in America.
Right.
Period.
The whole Nancy Pelosi drop about what she said in the car, I should have called the National Guard. That's not what she's saying on that tape. She had no power to do so. And again, it dodges the whole reason while there needed to be presence of any National Guard or any cops. It's because of the lie that the election was stolen. Nobody is at the Capitol to be hurt. National Guard troops don't need to be called by the president or whomever, not Nancy Pelosi, if someone doesn't lie and accepts the election
results. At the point
where his own people said that he lost.
Republicans are booing the people that saved their lives on January 6th, the cops that saved their lives. 29 minutes after the hour, Coffee with Carlos.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tourists spent a record amount of money in Wisconsin last year, $25 billion according to Travel Wisconsin. About 46 million people from out of state spent the night in Wisconsin last year. Overnight visitors spend about three times as much money as other tourists. Who wins the race for president could come down to a few independent voters in Wisconsin. UW political scientist Barry Burden.
They skew especially young. So it's young people who are least likely to have attachments to either of the parties, who are not fond of either of the candidates, and who have not bought into the traditional ways of doing politics.
And Susan Webb-Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters complain they can't afford the American dream. The two spoke at a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. City officials are considering stopping collection of furniture at the curbs of big apartment complexes. Right now, if people put big items on the curb, city staff pick it up for free. But Madison Street Superintendent Charlie Romines told the Wisconsin State Journal there are some buildings who, quote, act like it's student move-in every month, end quote. Romines adds, often nobody's filling out work orders for these big items. If passed, this policy change would go into effect November 1st. But don't worry, if adopted, it would not affect Hippie Christmas. Meanwhile, Dane County is asking for submissions of locations to get historical markers, specifically ones with importance to minority communities. County officials say right now the markers don't accurately represent sites vital to people of color and LGBTQ people, especially the Ho-Chunk, who have been here 12,000 years. The county's new Underrepresented Minorities Historical Markers program is now accepting nominations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More clouds than sun today, with highs climbing to the upper 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are expected this afternoon and could become severe into tonight, bringing damaging wind gusts and some hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's On the Road with Jane and Todd. We are live in Richland Center. Come out and join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Anti-Semitism, hate, and violence against Jews because of their identity is real and it is dangerous. It is also important to say here in this moment and during that conversation that criticism of the Israeli government is not inherently anti-Semitic, and criticism of Zionism is not automatically anti-Semitic.
Amen. Thank you, AOC. Oh, I got a hate letter when I wore my squad t-shirt because I appreciated AOC and Ilhan Omar saying they don't agree with Biden on everything, but they wholeheartedly are supporting
right.
him because blah, 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 end of democracy, rise of fascism, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Right.
So we all can have different. What do I say, Chris? If you agree with everything anyone says, you are an idiot.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said that exact same thing to Pramila Jayapal.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sage.
Exactly. Okay. One more from AOC.
That being true does not mean that we should not recognize when criticism and when that criticism crosses a line into real harms against our Jewish community. Anti-Semitism is an assault on our values as Americans and especially as progressives.
Did someone call her a Zionist hoodlum genocide supporter yet this morning for speaking?
Probably.
Okay. Because we live in the stupidest timeline, Carlos.
Yes.
Okay, one more.
Anti-Semitism is also a threat to a community that is a vital partner in our struggles against injustice. So when the Jewish community is threatened, the progressive movement is undermined. That's why it is so important that we reject it as fiercely as we reject and look for misogyny, Islamophobia, or any form of bigotry or discrimination in any space that we occupy.
Thank you, Carlos. I've said it over and over again. No matter who you hate, there is a place for you in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
If you're anti-Semitic, if you're anti-Islamic, you don't like women, you don't like blacks, you don't like Jews, you name it, right?
Yeah, we're not the party who kind of condoned and looked the other way when there was people marching through, I don't think it's Charlottesville or
yeah.
whatever.
That's where it was.
Jews will not replace us
yeah.
with tiki torches, you know? So, yeah, it's pretty obvious.
And people like Elise Stefanik are just so, they're so despicable because they're just trying to use the chaos and division to hurt Joe Biden, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's
yep.
on campuses talking about anti-Semitism.
This is the plan all along.
Right.
Because there was one solid voting block for Joe Biden. That was college people. That was young people on college
right.
campuses. So this whole, I think it was all, again, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, but boy, October 7th in the last year of his election, all of a sudden there's a breach of security and people get captured. I don't know. And they knew that it was going to work. They knew that they could divide college students on this particular
mm-hmm.
issue.
Yeah, and yet, as I was saying, Carlos, all these, you know, clickbait stories we've heard, the latest polling showing young people, you know, supporting Biden by 20 points, Jewish
yep.
people supporting by, I don't know, 30, 40 points, mm-hmm. same as they did, you know, in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let me just explain why Elise Stefanik I find particularly vomitous, because she sought to make herself the public face of anti-Semitism. You know, she's the, you know, grilling the university presidents, you know, getting trying to humiliate them into resigning, blah, blah. Last month she went to Israel and chastised President Biden and praised Trump. Somebody wrote in Slate, though she presents herself as a champion against anti-Semitism, in reality, Stefanik is spreading it. She has pushed the great replacement conspiracy theory, a narrative
yep.
of a neo-Nazi origin that America is importing non-white people en masse to change the demographics of the country and reduce white people to a minority. Some purveyors of the theory argue at the behest of powerful, well-connected Jews in politics and culture. Among those who believe this was the shooter who carried out a massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And she adopted this, they write in Slate, this despicable tactic for campaign ads. Stefanik had tweeted recently, George Soros is trying to fund the downfall of America by buying elections for the radical far left, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
my hometown, Buffalo, that was that shooter at the top supermarket was a believer in the great replacement theory. She's a
yeah,
sitting congressman.
It's this weird alliance with Israel, yet with domestic Jews, they don't really quite support. And I don't think Christian nationalism aligns itself with being tolerant of other religions
yeah,
being in
exactly.
power or being
right.
a part of.
It never has.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One last AOC.
Right now, anti-Semitism is on the rise in America and across the world. Acknowledging that fact does not take away from fights for liberation. It actually advances them. And the growth of anti-Semitic attacks and rhetoric before and since October 7th is unacceptable to all of us who believe in a better world.
Dave in Minnesota, you're on with Carlos. Hello, Dave. Oh, dear. Oh, there we go. Hi, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good morning. Hey, I was wondering, perhaps since there's going to be that sentencing of Donald Trump coming up on July 11th or whatever, but how do we get this message to the judge to make on the New York State ballot that that say convicted felon Donald Trump on the ballot so none of the voters can forget that that's what he is?
Right. Yeah, I think we're not going to have any effect personally on sentencing.
Not just for billboards anymore.
But, you know, one of the big things they always say about sentencing, it depends on remorse. And you know that he won't even admit it, let alone show any remorse for what he's done.
Never, he doesn't have remorse for cheating on his wives. He doesn't have remorse for, I walked right up on her and grabbed her by the... A sociopath is incapable of remorse or empathy. Again, I urge people, if there's any doubt in this election, just watch the documentary Foxcatcher with John Tapan Jr. and tell me that he's any different from Donald Trump.
Right.
Just a spoiled, left-alone billionaire, sociopath.
Yes.
No
yes.
love. The guy has never been loved. He was just a spit-out product for Fred to just keep my empire going. Keep my empire and my eyebrows going. Comb them. Comb my eyebrows.
Is that your Fred Trump impression?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know we needed that.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, no. Oh, get in here and comb my eyebrows.
Yeah, Fred Trump's eyebrows are...
He's
it's like Brezhnev meets...
The guy was just a product. He never loved. You can tell. Mm-hmm. There's no love in that family.
Yeah.
None. Maybe he secretly loves Ivanka way too much in a different way.
Yeah, he loves her.
But they're a loveless...
He loves money.
...sociopathic family.
Legal analyst lined up to cheer Merrick Garland. I see I should do a yay Merrick Garland story once in a while for finally fighting back against Republican attacks on the DOJ. Garland wrote in the Post, he attacked the ways in which the Republican Party's nominee for president claims the DOJ is a partisan political arm of the Democratic campaign for president. He said, he writes, disagreements about politics are good for our democracy. They are normal, but using conspiracy theories, falsehood, violence, and threats of violence to affect political outcomes is not normal. We will not be intimidated by these attacks. It is absurd and dangerous that public servants, many of who risk their lives every day, are being threatened for simply doing their jobs and adhering to the principles that have long guided the DOJ. On the other side of it, Pam Keith tweeted, Garland was supposed to be a guardrail of democracy, but he hasn't been. He let people who plotted a coup remain out of jail and in Congress. Why was he defending our democracy, not in the job duties? I mean, I still remain confused, Carlos, how these guys are now on the House Intelligence Committee and not in jail.
Yep. Yeah, it's very frustrating. I think it's because the Democrats have always been measured and even-handed and wanted to take things slowly, deliberately, and make sure that we weren't violating people's rights on the other side. We don't play as dirty and as nasty as the Republicans do, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, like, I was talking about this, them dragging Alvin Bragg in front of Congress for questioning. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. He addressed a DOJ slams House's GOP's irresponsible Alvin Bragg conspiracy theories in a blistering letter. Obviously, they wrote, the department has no control over the district attorney, just as the district attorney has no control over the department. The committee knows this. Jim Jordan knows that.
Yeah, of course.
This is why Alvin Bragg, I guess, feels like he needs to go in good faith to explain himself, but they don't care. You know,
no,
they don't. They know the truth.
The fire,
they
like
know
Fauci,
the DOJ had nothing to do with this local prosecution, but, you know.
Again, Colin Cowherd said it right on Colin Cowherd's show. He said it right that you measure a person by who he surrounds himself with. And I have more real friends than Trump had people who said he should not fit for president in his administration. The generals, Michael Cohen, anybody that knows him that worked for
40 out of 44
said this guy should not be president.
Exactly. 40 out of 44. 40 out of 44 of his own cabinet.
Yep.
are screaming at the American public that he is unfit.
And yeah, these aren't Democrats. These aren't people that are out for some kind of nefarious kind of conspiracy to destroy him. These are people that know him and work for him.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, they're so timid when they do try. Lindsey Graham, usually a Trump lackey, delivered a speech completely blaming the Republicans for not passing the toughest border security legislation in decades. Okay, well, you know, he's telling the truth on one thing.
One thing.
Yeah.
What can I get away with and still hit from the red teeth?
pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Representative,
are the red tees the women's tees?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. He sported the sports.
I knew that. I just wasn't making sure.
I watched the Lance documentary and the Sue Bird documentary on Netflix.
Sue Bird, what a power couple.
I know. Oh, my God. I love them. Her and Megan Rapinoe together. So smart. So funny.
A little bit
adorable.
Too much. You're at the window.
What?
Sue.
What about
somebody
it?
At the window. I love you.
I don't understand.
When you said I love them, it just sounded creepy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
It was
you were
tone.
Like
stalking them.
See, the tone in your voice, I just had to say it sounded a little creepy to me. It's, back off. Maybe you could say I like them a lot.
I wasn't making a three-way joke. I was just saying a lovely thing about how nice, how funny and smart they are and how cute they are together.
Yeah, I get it. God. I'm just giving you the razz. I'm razzing you.
See, everybody takes everything beautiful in my life and makes it dirty.
Okay. Although you wouldn't turn them down if they offered.
Sue Bird is wow kind of.
How about
right,
a
now you drag me back in. Just when I got myself out of that, you drag me back in.
They drag him right back in.
But this is like I was saying, a few Republicans, like Thomas Massey, Republican of Kentucky, slammed the verdict that found Hunter Biden guilty. But this is what they do. He said Hunter might deserve to be in jail for something, but purchasing a gun is not it. So I mean. No. You can't win. And then Elon Musk, he chimes in. I agree. He and others should be in jail for impugning the integrity of the United States by taking bribes for political favors, but not for this pseudo crime.
What
there
bribes?
There is no evidence of any of that.
No evidence of bribes?
Again, another sociopath, billionaire, left alone, incapable of real empathy and incapable of real love.
There was a congressional committee investigating that for
I know.
Months and months and months and months
and
months.
And he says it like it's fact. Like,
I'm going to buy a platform and say whatever I want. If I buy this platform, I'll give people money and then I'll have more people that like me and want to be on my yacht and say nice things about me.
You're
again,
very good.
Wow, that impression might be even
I know that he has a learning
better.
Disability or whatever, and I'm not making fun of that, but I'm pointing out that all of these people, the Trumps, the Musks, the DuPonts, they're all heirs that were just designed to go out and just make money. They're not love. They're not capable of love or empathy or empathy or real reasoning. They just want power because that's all. They want power and fake friends.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Speaking of real love, the only reason for Twitter to exist, Jody, is for the real true love Stephanie Miller Show fan stories. Uh-oh. From Deborah. Now when I hear the name Jim Nabors, I think Jody Hamilton's Uncle Jim, who was Carol Burnett's first guest every season for Good
Luck.
And
that's surprise! Surprise!
And that's what I blurted out at CVS yesterday, and a guy in the next aisle said, "You must listen to the Stephanie Miller Show." Okay, listen, I'll take any degree of separation.
It's his
yes.
birthday today. That's why he was trending. So he would have been 94 today.
Happy Aww. Birthday, Uncle Jim.
Yes.
Yeah, happy birthday, Uncle Jim. How's Aunt Julie?
She's fine. As far
Julie Andrews.
Yeah, I know. Julie.
Well, Uncle Jim was called because he was my godfather, so.
Yeah, right. I understand. Okay. I understand who you are.
Godfather, on the day of my daughter's wedding,
exactly.
I would like a favor from you. Oh, sure, I'll give you a favor. I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
Perfect.
Yay,
Carlos. Yay, voice toy. Okay, 47.
My name is Mr. Don Corleone.
47. Jim's laughing in heaven.
He
47
is.
Yes. minutes
he would
after
love
the
that.
Hour.
Oh,
this,
Jim.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maui. Listen, thank you, Faraway Dog, for your unsolicited barkamonial. Okay. You know, Carlos, I'm going to guess you've been up with a child with diarrhea. Or a barfy. I had such a night a couple nights ago. Bonnie ate something in the yard, something rumbly tumbly, a little bit of barfy, a little bit of diarrhea, mommy up all night.
Kind of like Oprah.
But when I know it's bad is when she won't eat her nature's plan. Yeah. So for a day, she didn't eat, had a rumbly-tumbly. And then what happened yesterday, Chris? And then I do my, who crunched up some late brunch? Who crunched late brunch? Okay. Anyway, that's how I know. If they don't eat their nature's blend, there's something wrong because they love it. Raw, freeze-dried, it is turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it, all those superfoods, and they love it. It is so good. Bonnie bounced back in like a day. She just ate something gumbly in her tumbly. Wee! Okay. So that was Bonnie's tummy. Yeah. Thank you, Carlos. Mm-hmm. Save up to... And then it turned into the plant from Little Shop of Horrors.
Read me.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
Look, the two symbols of the Republican Party, an elephant and a big fat white guy who's threatened by change.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with PowerLife High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness. Well, did you know that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, one in two adults have high blood pressure. Lots of my friends do. There's a 50-50 chance you are one of them. But you can take control of your blood pressure and without the side effects of pills with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that can actually help lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their two-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL to save 15% and receive free shipping. Or text CONTROL to 511-511. They're so sure 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. You have nothing to lose but those high blood pressure numbers. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL or text CONTROL to 511-511. This is serious. This is your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. The statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, yes. React to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making off all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, Steve Bannon asks appeals court to allow him to remain out of prison while he fights his contempt of Congress conviction. His side wrote, the government seeks to imprison Mr. Bannon for a four-month period leading up to the November election when millions of Americans look to him for information on important campaign issues. Okay, let me call Bolt right away. He's the one that's delayed this for 2 years. So now they're going, oh, they're trying to take him out of the election, blah, blah, blah. I mean, how long can it take to delouse him? He can be ready by July 1st when he's supposed to go to prison.
Well, what do his lice sound like, Steph?
Oh, his lice. Like that. And then they're like, Attica, Attica. Come and get us, coppers. They're not going to go. They're not going to go. Like, they will not. He will not be deloused.
They sound like Edward G. Robinson.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it. Ah, see? I'm clinging to the scalp, see?
These, and they will right away, they'll defend that. Like, yo, Hunter Biden needs to go to jail immediately, right? And it's just, we posted a piece, Carlos, from our friend JoJo from Jurors, Sticks and Stones May Break My Bones, that was just so touching about, you know, that she posted around Mother's Day. This is just the height of cruelty that they have now hunted Hunter Biden. And, you know, I'm sure many are rooting for him to relapse, you know, so it'll hurt Joe Biden more. And I'm reading from Joe's piece. It's just, what I said at the top of the show, Carlos, is, you know what, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. Yeah. Because she just writes about, you know, because she gets an inordinate amount of hate online. She said, my marriage ended a few months before my big brother Nick died, which is a few months before the lockdown started, which was a few months before our 12-year-old lab Otis died from cancer. I'd been up into the wee hours of the morning assuring my weary children it was all going to be okay, despite the fact that I didn't know and honestly didn't really even believe it was. But she just writes a story, basically, Carlos, about her own empowerment, right? You know, and what many women go through. She said, I starved myself in my 20s because someone called me fat. I had reckless sex with men in positions of power because I thought that meant I had value. I did things and said things and courted things I shouldn't have sexually because I thought that was freedom when it was anything but. I've considered killing myself in response to something painful in my life so many times I've lost count. I was a perpetual victim. Everything was simply too much. You know, she said, things happened to me. Terrible things happened. But we're all going through. So I was just saying, Carlos, you know, we hit a certain age. There are several friends of mine that either have spouses or parents in the process of dying right now, you know. Mm-hmm. And it just, I think this Hunter Biden thing just hit me because it's such a human story. It shouldn't be a partisan story, you know.
Well, yeah, it all falls under the umbrella of what they want to do, which is litigate the past, which is Hunter's past, which is Biden's past. What they're running on, they're ignoring the success of the economy, how well people are doing, wages are up. More jobs being created, more manufacturing going on, inflation going down. So all they can do is litigate the past. They're not telling you, or they don't have any policies for the future. Why don't you stop? You're spending all your energy on trying to crush Hunter Biden, but you're doing nothing on policy. You're against a border bill. You're against raising minimum wage.
Right.
Look
at Martha Ann Alito. Wait, seriously? You're spending your time dreaming up a flag that'll, you know, piss off the gays, you know? Like, oh, I got to look at gay flags. Like, really?
So
that's
petty.
Your hardship, is you have to look at gay flags, rainbow flags for a month?
Yeah. Again, we get confused that people in power, people that have financial success, are adults. They are not. Alito and his wife are just undeveloped children. They might have been smart. Obviously, he went through school and law school and did all these things and got all these degrees, but that doesn't make them an adult.
Yeah. And Captain Kangaroo called. He needs his hair back by noon. Okay. see what
you're,
they've done to me.
Being petty,
see what
Stephanie.
You did to me? See what you did? You did.
We love you, Carla.
Did.
We love you.
Check me out on the Instagrams. You'll know where I'm coming to a con. Or next Thursday night at the Odyssey Theater doing stand-up with Gene Papa, Paul Morrissey, and a bunch of other comedians.
Yeah.
8 p.m. Odyssey Theater on Sepulveda.
We have enthusiasm.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Chris Foran, and home show host extraordinaire and comedian Mike Siegel joins me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.